WMAL, 8 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration has not only touched off widespread demonstrations and protests, it has also now cost a top justice official her job.
We had a Monday night massacre.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer reacting to Donald Trump's firing of the acting U.S. Attorney General Monday.
Sally Yates, a person of great integrity who follows the law, was fired by the president.
Yates fired after telling Justice Department lawyers not to defend Trump's controversial executive order on immigration and refugees. The Trump administration replacing Yates as acting attorney general with U.S. Attorney Dana Bente. Bente's tenure will likely be short-lived, pending approval of attorney general nominee Jeff Sessions, who is set for a Senate Judiciary Committee vote Tuesday. I'm Reid Binion.
Some reassurance this morning for LGBT employees of the federal government. The White House has issued a statement today promising to keep in place the protections the Obama administration set up for LGBT employees. There had been widespread fear that the new administration might dump the Obama orders. Tonight, President Trump will announce his pick for the Supreme Court.
The president has met personally with at least three finalists for that Supreme Court position. Of course, that's to replace the year-long vacancy of the late Justice Antonin Scalia. CNN has learned that the two leading candidates are Neil Gorsuch, who's on the federal bench in Colorado, and Thomas Hardiman, who is also on the federal bench in Pittsburgh. Both of these men are about 50 years old, so this is, of course, a lifetime appointment. But now the confirmation hearing of whoever is decided is going to also be embroiled in this legal fight over immigration.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny, and you can hear the president's Supreme Court announcement live tonight at 8 here on WMAL. The Montgomery County Council president blames Donald Trump for a spike in hate crimes the past few months, both locally and nationally. In his weekly news conference, Roger Berliner also denounced the president's travel ban as another example of the way he says Mr. Trump is dividing the nation.
I'm a local official, and I am spending all my time now trying to figure out how can I hold our community together? How can the people that live here know that they are honored, respected, valued, and will be defended? It's not okay. We are way beyond what is okay.
As to the surge in hate crime since last fall, Berliner says, quote, there is a correlation here. This is not happening in a vacuum. A letter has been sent to parents in the Anne Arundel County Public School System regarding the changes to the federal immigration policy.
The letter from the superintendent and Board of Education president is urging parents to reinforce to their kids an appreciation for diverse views and backgrounds, and that any so-called bias-motivated behavior should be reported. They say schools in Anne Arundel County should be places that are, quote, immune and insulated from the political conversation of the day, and that for employees, personal views should never find their way into an instructional lesson. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And the Virginia House has passed a bill legalizing possession of switchblades for recreational or work use. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 19,971, the NASDAQ at 56,14. Sports, the Caps get back in action after the All-Star break by taking on the Islanders in New York tonight. The Wizards are home to face the Knicks. College basketball, Howard loses. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the mutual fund store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Need garage door repair?
GarageDoorRepair.com.
Elevate your afternoon at Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. today with a rich, full-bodied flavor of any medium latte or macchiato for $1.99. Let Dunkin' Donuts give you the afternoon boost you need. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. Right now, police are still very much on the scene of an accident in the district. North Capitol Street, northwest, northbound at M Street. One lane is blocked. Outbound New York Avenue at West Virginia, we have an accident and lane blockages there. In Bladensburg, Kenilworth Avenue southbound, just before Annapolis Road, all lanes are blocked. Silver Spring, north at New Hampshire Avenue approaching Briggs-Cheney Road, an accident with police on the scene. And the George Washington Parkway southbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, it is about an 18-minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Precipitation coming in should not be all that aggressive. Most of it passes to our north. Clouds in this morning, and some snow showers are possible. Maybe even a raindrop later this morning. Some sun this afternoon. We'll get well above freezing, 52. Some clouds tonight, 37 in town. Overcast tomorrow, 47. Clouds and sunshine, and in the mid-40s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Vienna, 35 in Waldorf, 34 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Legal marijuana in Maryland? The voters may have the last word. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, coming up at 8:35 this morning, about 30 minutes from now. We'll talk to Larry Kudlow from CNBC. I'm Brian Wilson, joined here today by Mary Walter, and on the line is Ken Cuccinelli, president of the Senate Conservatives Fund and a former Attorney General of Virginia. Good morning to you, Ken. How are you?
Hey, Brian. I'm doing well. How are you? Well,
let me start off by tapping into your experience as a former state attorney general. As you know, overnight, Donald Trump fired the acting attorney general and replaced her with the U.S. attorney from the Eastern District of Virginia.
Dana Bente.
First of all, a lot of people are saying, well, the Monday night massacre. The president has the right to do this, right?
Of course, and really only CNN and people who want to make this more salacious and play along with Sally Yates' stunt here are calling it things like the Midnight Massacre. The U.S. Attorney General's client is the president. There are instances that are very rare when an attorney general does not have to defend an action of the president of the United States, but it isn't when they disagree with the president's policy,
Sally
Yates made very clear. Then your option is there's only one honorable option, and that is to resign. And she didn't do that. She grandstanded.
In other words, if you truly believe that the president is acting in an unconstitutional way,
there's no defense. There's literally no legitimate legal argument that can be made in defense of the action.
And you feel like you cannot instruct the Justice Department to defend the president's position in a court of law, then you really have to step down.
That's right. Well, let me give you a comparison. In my 4 years as Attorney General, I encountered this situation one time in my entire 4 years. She was acting Attorney General for 4 days, and she went ahead and did this to the president, and without the kind of basis we just described. This was a very dishonorable action. It was purely political. Now, having said that, your listeners won't know who Dana Bente is. Dana Bente has been in the Eastern District of Virginia for a very long time. The Eastern District of Virginia is one of the two premier federal districts in the country for prosecution purposes, largely because of its focus on national security. You get spy cases, terrorism cases. Dana Bente has served extremely honorably in the Eastern District of Virginia for a long time, and now has been elevated to acting attorney general. I foresee absolutely no problems with him fulfilling that role until Jeff Sessions is confirmed.
All right, sounds good. And that, hopefully, we're hearing might be as early as next Monday.
Right. Right.
So also, hopefully. Ken, on a little bit of a different note, with the big announcement tonight of Trump's nominee for Supreme Court justice the first one that he's going to get to appoint. CBS News is telling us that they're down to about two choices. Neil Gorsuch of Colorado, Thomas Hardiman of Pennsylvania, neither one of whom seems to be all that controversial. Both are conservatives, but they're going to be replacing Scalia, who was a conservative, so that's not a surprise. When Hardiman was confirmed, he's so non-controversial, one person showed up for it.
Yeah.
Do you see any...
It was a voice vote, yeah.
I mean, do you even think that do we really think the Democrats are going to try to lose? They're going to lose cachet here by trying to filibuster either one of them.
Yes, they are, but you got to remember who their audience is. They're actually a little bit afraid of their own base right now, so they're going to be very extreme. Here's what they're going to say: no matter who it is, and even if it weren't one of these two, both of whom appear to be very good men and with very fine credentials for the Supreme Court. But this is what the Democrats are going to say. And you can write this down and you can read them back to me in 6 months. They're going to say that he does not, they're concerned because he hasn't shown a sufficient commitment to the core constitutional values at the heart of our democracy. Quote. They're going to say that they're concerned that he has a record that raises troubling questions about the depth of his commitment to the role of the Supreme Court and Congress in protecting individual rights and liberties.
Let me see if I can predict the last one. His judicial outlook is beyond the mainstream of American judicial thought.
Oh, certainly. We're going to get that. And then we're going to get the sort of shadowed, sort of beard-stroking things. Well, he has a particularly troubling record on civil rights and for making reactionary arguments. We're going to hear this kind of stuff. It's a written script. All those quotes I just shared with you, we heard about David Souter. We know how that turned out. And we've been hearing these same quotes ever since.
Are the Republicans as predictable when the Democrats are nominating someone? Or does it really go both ways, or is this just one-sided?
No, look, on almost all things that come down to how hard leadership is willing to fight, the Democrats fight harder than the Republicans.
Absolutely.
Mitch McConnell has to borrow a vertebrae whenever he's going to show a spine. I mean... But having said that, and there's so much to be critical about Mitch McConnell for. I will give him his one kudo over the last 5 years, literally, and that is not having hearings on Merrick Garland.
Yeah. Let me ask you, though. I mean, there are those who say if Democrats really start to drag this thing out and they try to filibuster what seems to be a pretty good nominee who doesn't have any obvious problems, that in fact they should invoke the nuclear option and just turn it into a 51 simple majority vote.
Yeah, and of course the Democrats laid the groundwork for that by doing exactly that for all other judges except the Supreme Court. And so your listeners should know that's already happened for all other judges. There is also what's called the two-speech rule, where if the leadership was intent on doing it, they could make the Democrats really stick to the rules of the Senate where you don't need a filibuster. Each member can only speak to an issue in one legislative day twice. And a legislative day is not a day like you and I think of it. They can just hold the day forever. And the longest the Democrats could possibly, physically, logistically, carry on the delay would be something less than 60 days. And frankly, if we had a nominee on the bench by May, I suspect that the Chief Justice would probably order the rehearing of some cases that are likely to be 4-4, so that new justice could participate in the final outcomes of those cases. So it is possible, without even breaking the filibuster, getting rid of the filibuster, to break the Democrats' action if the Republicans are committed enough to it, and especially where this has been part of the presidential election. Very unique.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't just get a president in President Trump. We got someone on this list of 21 people because the American people voted for this list.
Yeah, and here's
that's
the other
true.
Thing.
That's true. That's very true.
And all you need to know about where the Democrats' head on this are is Chuck Schumer yesterday saying that he would oppose the president's nominee to the Supreme Court even before he knew who it was.
Right.
I mean,
was he crying or sobbing when he said
I don't
that?
Know
wailing?
He's going to be crying a lot, I think, in the days ahead.
And we won't be so long as people like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski don't undercut us. And so long as Mitch McConnell carries this forward vigorously. But those are weak links in our chain.
There's a lot
side.
Of ifs
right.
there.
We got to leave it right there. Ken Cuccinelli, thank you so much.
Good
greatly appreciate it.
It's going to be an interesting day.
It is going to be an interesting day, and you'll have all of the details here tomorrow morning. We'll give you the complete rundown on how it went as the president announced at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time who his nominee for the Supreme Court will be. 8:15 now on WAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Brian. Good morning to you and Mary. And New York Avenue outbound at West Virginia Avenue, there is an accident with lane blockages and police on the scene. North Capitol Street northbound at M Street. Still, one lane is blocked with the police and the fire department very much on the scene and in attendance. In Bladensburg, Kenilworth Avenue southbound just before Annapolis Road, there is an ongoing police investigation. All lanes are blocked. And northbound lanes are okay. The Silver Spring area, Georgia Avenue southbound at Pliers Mill Road, an accident blocking the left lane. And as far as mass transit is concerned, the Red Line to Glenmont do expect residual delays because of an earlier train malfunction at Rhode Island Avenue. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for it's going to be pretty nice by the time the day moves on a little bit. About 52 for a high today and sunshine this afternoon. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, 47 degrees and overcast skies. Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures in the mid-40s. And on Saturday, temperatures in the upper 30s. There is a chance, they say, of snow and a wintry mix perhaps on Sunday. So remain weather aware. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 31 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walters. And listen, we've got a problem. Democrats are coming unhinged. I mean, let's go to cut number 24, if I could, Mike. They're absolutely coming unhinged. First of all, you get Chuck Schumer out there. You know what they say about Chuck Schumer, by the way?
He cries a lot?
Well, he does, apparently. He's a very emotional guy. I didn't know this about him, but apparently he is. But they say on Capitol Hill, there's an old saying about the most dangerous place to be on Capitol Hill is between Chuck Schumer and a TV camera. So you don't want to do that. Well, he took to the TV camera this weekend, and he started crying. He started crying like a baby over the president's immigration order.
This executive order was mean-spirited and un-American. It was implemented in a way that created chaos and confusion across the country, and it will only serve to embolden and inspire those around the globe who will do us harm.
Yeah, so he's
it must be reversed immediately.
Yeah. So he gets all emotional and starts to cry, over something that the president has the authority to do.
Wait, did he cry when Obama banned the Cuban refugees?
No, as far as I know, he didn't.
Oh, I was just curious.
And I'm certain that he didn't cry in the past when other things happened that were very similar. Then you have Tim Kaine, the man who was Hillary Clinton's running mate. Senator Tim Kaine from the Commonwealth of Virginia is losing it. He went on the weekend shows and talked about the president, President Trump's Holocaust statement. They commemorate the Holocaust and remember the horrible tragedy of the Holocaust on an annual basis, and usually the White House issues a brief statement. And Tim Kaine says that the statement that emerged from the White House makes the president a Holocaust denier. Here is Tim Kaine.
This is a religious test, pure and simple.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Stop.
Singling.
Tim Kaine did do that, but he is also attacking the president on his immigration executive order.
This is a religious test, pure and simple. Singling out these countries that are Muslim majority countries and then saying an exception would be created for people coming from these countries if they're parts of religious minorities. President Trump specifically said Christians. This is a religious test of exactly the kind that President Trump said he would do when he was a candidate. I understand that Rudy Giuliani says, well, he's doing it this way because I told him this is the legal way to do a Muslim ban. There is no legal way. There is no moral way. There is no way that is in connection with Virginia values or American values to do a Muslim ban.
So there he is. He's talking about a Muslim ban. But here's what he said over the weekend. He said that the president was a Holocaust denier because of the statement he put out on the Holocaust. And I want to read for you the president's Holocaust statement.
Okay.
And so tell me if this sounds like the words of a Holocaust denier. It is with heavy heart and somber mind that we remember and honor the victims, survivors, and heroes of the Holocaust. It is impossible to fully fathom the depravity and horror inflicted on innocent people by Nazi terror. Yet we know that in the darkest hours of humanity, light shines the brightest. As we remember those who died, we are deeply grateful to those who risked their lives to save the innocent. In the name of the perished, I pledge to do everything in my power throughout my presidency and my life to ensure the forces of evil never again defeat the powers of good. Together we will make love and tolerance prevalent throughout the world. These are the words of Donald Trump, and they are being interpreted by Tim Kaine as meaning that the president is a Holocaust denier.
Well, it's right there.
What about that makes him a Holocaust denier?
It's right there. Didn't you see it? It's right there, clearly. You know, clearly you're anti-Semitic, so you didn't get it.
I guess not.
That's what it is. You know, is it me? Tim Kaine, I never understood the choice of him to begin with. I think he misses the spotlight. I really, truly do. I think he thought that was his one chance, and he was relevant for a little bit, and now he misses it.
Well, look, if you want to criticize the president, there are things that,
right,
as a Democrat,
right,
I think you could find to say. But to suggest that the president is somehow a racist, or to suggest that he is, I mean, of all things, a Holocaust denier. I mean, who was one of the first people he invited to the White House? Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is coming very soon to the White House. That is not the action of a Holocaust denier or someone who is anti-Semitic in some way.
Didn't he sue in Palm Beach back in the 90s in order to allow his country club to accept Jews and black members?
I'm not aware. I just don't know. But the bottom line is, if you're coming and looking at this statement and you're suggesting somehow that the president is anti-Semitic or a Holocaust denier, then, you know, you're nuts. It's just not there. By the way, one of the things that happens when we have a change of power in this country, traditionally, is that a president is given something of a honeymoon period. It is sort of understood that changing from one administration to the other, getting your people confirmed, getting them in place, and the transfer of power, and trying to figure out where the bathrooms are, all of that takes a little time.
Right.
And so, generally, you know, presidents are given a small window, maybe even 10, 15, 20 days, where it's considered sort of a grace period where, okay, they're getting their act together, and that's just part of what happens in our country. But President Obama is apparently not going to follow in the footsteps of President George W. Bush.
Shocking.
Because when George W. Bush left office, he decided he was never going to comment about anything that happened in the Obama White House, and he stuck to it.
Yes, he
all
did.
All 8 years.
Yep.
Already, President Obama has started to issue statements attacking Donald Trump. Yeah, I think it tells you a lot about the character of the man.
He can't. He's not going to be able to shut up for 4 years.
It is now 8:24 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor. Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Well, I have great news. My dentists, Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, they have the solution with Hybridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The Hybridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. You'll enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you to enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, February 6th at 6:30 p.m. to understand your dental options. Call 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaHybridge.com. That's BethesdaHYBridge.com.
It's 8:25 now, WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, it looks like some midday construction, some road work is coming early to 95 northbound, just past 198. The left lane is blocked. New York Avenue outbound at West Virginia Avenue, watch out for a crash with lane blockages here. As for 270 southbound, right after Shady Grove Road, a tractor trailer and car have collided, taking out the right lane. Germantown Road in Germantown, southbound at the Seneca Meadows Parkway, there's a crash with police on the scene. Couple of issues in Silver Spring, New Hampshire Avenue, approaching Briggs Cheney Road, a crash. And Georgia Avenue southbound at Flyers Mill Road, the left lane is blocked with police on the scene there. And do expect residual delays on Metro's Red Line to Glenmont, all because of an earlier train malfunction at Rhode Island Avenue. This report brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket expense. Call 1-800-808-5181. That's 1-800-808-5181. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds and a little breeze, but that breeze is a warming wind today. South-southwest to the one. And some snow showers this morning, maybe a raindrop later, and some sun this afternoon. Mild 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 31 degrees at 827.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Your heating and air conditioning system this winter? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. This is one of our slowest times of the year. Our warehouse is full and our crews are slow. For a limited time, ARS is giving away 80% gas furnaces absolutely free with the purchase of select air conditioning systems. That's right. Purchase a select air conditioner and receive a gas furnace absolutely free. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
So, Jerry Rice, I know, famous football player, great dancer, but I see in your bomb a powerful secret.
It's no secret. It's Tiger Balm. For 20 years, Tiger Balm has been my go-to for aching muscles and joints.
But in your hand.
I know. You're thinking about the soothing power of essential oils, the fast-proven pain relief. Just rub it in or put on the patch. It works where it hurts.
I see. So it's your...
Tiger Balm.
Oh, my aching back.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owner's insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Do you know what AREA is? It's a real estate investor association, and it's where smart people go to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Don't buy houses retail. That's ridiculous. And please don't waste your time and money going to a get-rich-quick seminar from a traveling pitch man. Come network with local D.C. and Northern Virginia area real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. We meet on Wednesday, February 1st at 6 p.m. at the Keybridge Marriott on Lee Highway, and Thursday, February 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Tyson's Corner Marriott on Leesburg Pike. And you can register to attend for free by calling 800-493-1206. This month's topic, the 2017 Real Estate State of the Union Address. Call 800-493-1206. Write it down. That's 800-493-1206. Call now. Brought to you by the Northern Virginia and D.C. Real Estate Networking Club.
Coming up in just a moment, Larry Kudlow, 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The nation has a new acting attorney general this morning after President Trump fired Sally Yates last night for refusing to defend his travel ban in court.
There are some Republicans this morning wondering why the president did not hold off until he had his attorney general in place to sign this executive order in the first place, which would have avoided all of this. All of this is what Democrats are calling a Monday night massacre.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Alberto Gonzalez, who was attorney general under George W. Bush, says this whole episode should have gone down differently.
Once the attorney general has an issue with an order from the White House, there should have been discussions between the attorney general and the White House counsel and the chief of staff, and then ultimately the president of the United States to advise the White House that there were some, that she had serious concerns. And at that point, if the White House says we still want to move forward, I think it would have been appropriate for Sally Yates to then resign, as opposed to sending out a blanket order to Department of Justice lawyers that they're not going to defend this executive order.
Meanwhile, Jeff Sessions still awaiting Senate confirmation to be the next attorney general, and this latest development now could make his confirmation process even more contentious.
The outcry over Donald Trump's executive actions and orders really adding some fuel to the Democrats' fire here and pushing back specifically against Senator Sessions. You have top Democrats like Senator Schumer who are demanding that Senator Sessions come down and say publicly if he agrees or disagrees with President Trump's travel ban.
Correspondent Sunlan Sarfati. President Trump expected to announce his choice for Supreme Court tonight. You can hear the president's announcement of a Supreme Court nominee tonight at 8 right here on WMAL. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,971. The NASDAQ at 56,14. Sports, college basketball, Howard loses. NBA, the Wizards take on the Knicks at home tonight. Hockey, the Caps are back in action facing off against the Islanders. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
How about that enough? We have a new president, a new year, a new administration. Let's make sure we get a new you. Focus on your health. You may have recently gotten your annual physical, or maybe you're planning on getting one. I want to urge you to add a virtual physical to your healthcare regimen. I had mine. It's quick, easy, and pain-free. The virtual physical has saved lives by detecting issues before they become serious. A virtual physical can spot small tumors, aneurysms, plaque buildup, and early signs of cancer long before you show any symptoms. And as you know, early detection and treatment is the key to the cure. There's no need to be uncertain about your health. Virtual Physical is here for you. In fact, they can even offer you a $250 discount if you call or book through the month of January. Find out more on the web at virtualphysical.com or call now for your appointment at 301-984-9009.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here, and so I've been to EMP 180 Weight Loss for, I don't know, about a month now, and yes, I'm down 16 pounds. I'm telling you right out of the gate because that's what people are waiting to hear. Listen, most people start up at a gym because they want to lose weight. I get that. You probably started yourself around January 1st. Exercise is great for a million reasons, but ask your doctor. To lose weight, it's about nutrition. Sometimes we eat to celebrate, to cope with depressing times, or maybe out of boredom. Well, it hasn't been boring around Washington, D.C. these days. I don't need to tell you that. The point is EMP 180 focuses focuses on all the triggers as well as creating habits and teaching me how to eat right. I'm starting to become a nutritional expert on my body and my relationships with foods. Get into EMP 180 Weight Loss. I tell everyone the hardest part of EMP is just opening their door. Let me open that door for you. Here's what you do. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 703-992-0620. 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
There are times when it's nice that things go up, and it's sometimes even better when things go down. Novec, a not-for-profit electric cooperative, provides wholesale power to its customers at cost. Any changes in that cost are passed along through an annual power cost adjustment on bills. The average home's power bill from Novec will again go down in 2017 by nearly $11 a month, making down a very good direction for power bills. Novec, owned by the people they serve.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, still the problem is southbound Kenilworth Avenue in Bladensburg just before and after this road. An ongoing police investigation blocks all lanes. Serious injuries reported. The northbound lanes are open, however. Checking the inner loop of the Beltway from 395 to 66. It is very, very slow. Bumper to bumper, 22 minutes our travel time here. 66 eastbound from 234 to the Fairfax County Parkway is 23 minutes. That's about 15 minutes more than it would normally take you. Checking 270 headed south from 370, the Beltway. It's a 24-minute trip, 10 minutes more than usual. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound from Route 32, Savage Road, to the Beltway slow, 17 minutes. And as far as Metro is concerned, we still have delays on the Red Line to Shady Grove, all because of an earlier train malfunction at Rhode Island Avenue. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAO Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get precipitation. We'll probably see at least some snow showers this morning. Nothing really in the way of accumulations this afternoon. Most of that should end. There may even be a raindrop around later this morning. Should get just above 50 degrees, 52 on a south-southwesterly breeze. 37 tonight outside the district, colder. Cloudy tomorrow, 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Stafford, 32 in Bethesda, 34 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 837 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson in the house alongside Mary Walter. And joining us on the line, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of The Larry Kudlow Show, heard on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. And, of course, the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning to you.
Morning. Thanks, Brian.
All right, so listen, we got big doings tonight. The president's going to let it be known who is his Supreme Court nominee. This is sort of an important, always it's sort of an exciting and challenging time in Washington, D.C.
Yes, well, I don't know much about who he's going to pick. In fact, I don't know anything about who he's going to pick. But I think the big point here is how rapidly he is moving on almost every front. 10 days in office, 19 separate moves. That's pretty remarkable. And not every one of them is executed as perfectly as perhaps others would like it to be. But, you know, whether it's regulations or the pipelines or the immigration laws, We got regulatory issue yesterday. He signed this regulatory order, which is a hugely popular thing among business.
Right.
Stop the red tape and any regulation put on, you got to take two off. I mean, it's just the momentum, the speed. I mean, he's just making good on a lot of promises to improve the American economy. I love this. I really love this.
Well, he's quick with them, but are they all necessarily good? You mentioned the regulations, which I love the idea of. For every regulation they put on, they have to take two off. I wish we had that for laws. For every law someone wants to enact, they got to get rid of two that we already have, because we have way too many of everything. But he didn't touch all of the regulations that people wanted him to. He didn't go after a lot of the financial reform rules that were introduced by the Obama administration. Why did he leave those in?
Well, probably because he can't. I mean, those are all part of the Dodd-Frank law. That's my guess. And you just can't. Look, some of this stuff requires legislation, and they know it. So I think they're trying to stretch it as far as they can in terms of executive orders, or presidential orders or executive actions or whatever you have. I don't think you could go after Dodd-Frank. Now, maybe some of that's coming, but that's really hard.
And okay.
That's going to come later. You're going to have some kind of omnibus bill with Jed Hedgeling and others that are going to change Dodd-Frank. And that's to wait. But I think, it's the thing. Look, the pipelines, I mean, that was huge.
It was. Yeah. Yeah.
Not only is it an economic issue, but, it sends a message to the blue-collar, hard-hat Democrats in the construction business that they have a home in the Trump administration, and the Democrats are losing that. That's another big one. I wouldn't underestimate that at all. And look, the immigration ban may not be a perfectly executed one, the refugee ban.
Right.
I think he's right. I just think he's right. And my guess is more countries will be added. This is not a Muslim ban. This was a terrorist territorial ban. And Obama had actually started this a couple years ago and never really followed through. So he's got to give the guy credit. He's moving at warp speed.
Well,
and the issue to me is get these, the Senate, Chuck Schumer, I don't know, maybe Schumer broke down in tears because he's prevented the whole federal government from working. Maybe that's what that was all about. He knows it. Get these guys in office. And gals in office.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, here's the point. I mean, at one point, you were correct. I mean, rolling out some of this stuff, it hasn't been textbook perfect. And it's been a little rough and a little uneven. It would be a lot easier for a president to be able to be a little smoother and to be a little more effective in doing these kinds of things he's trying to do in very fast order if he had his team in place, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the key point. And I hope the Trump people keep harping on that. I just saw in the paper this morning, they're holding back my friend Steve Mnuchin for the Treasury Department. I mean, and they're nitpicking him to death. That's all this is about. Tom Price for HHS, which obviously is a gigantic area to reform Obamacare. Last I saw, the Senate Democrats were bickering over a $300 stock trade, which I might add is perfectly legal, and they're questioning the ethics. $300? Are you kidding me? That means you get all these millionaires on the confirmation committee, and they're going after poor Tom Price, who gave up a medical practice to be a member of Congress. I mean, this is just silly. I think, Brian, look, I think this is going to hurt the Democrats, because what they're doing is they're poisoning the political waters at every turn, and now they're going to filibuster Trump's Supreme Court pick. I just can't believe this is going to help the Democrats politically.
We just heard today that we may get a Secretary of State today. Tillerson may be approved by the Senate floor, but we just heard that Sessions and several others are coming out of committee. They can't get a vote on Sessions, probably, if Democrats drag their toes, until next Monday. There's no reason. He is going to be the Attorney General of the United States.
Right. That is correct. By the way, on that Justice Department business, this woman, Yates, who refused to endorse the immigrant ban, I was just reading, Brian, I'm not a lawyer, for God's sakes, but apparently in her statement, which she never said the refugee ban was illegal. Never. And her own Office of Legal Counsel said it was legal. She said she was against it because it was immoral, whatever that means.
Yeah.
I think immoral is usually in the eyes of the holder. So, oh, wait a second. Did I say holder? Here's another guy. Here's another guy who would go out there and make legal reasons not to do it, when, in fact, there were no legal reasons. So I kind of, you know, can we have the rule of law in the Justice Department, which is the responsible for the rule of law? I mean, her own Office of Legal Counsel said it was okay legally.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Well, in fact, the person who replaced her also apparently believes it is legal because we are told that he is of such ethical standards that he would not have accepted the job if he felt that it was in violation of the Constitution.
Right. There you go. This is good. Now I got friends of mine who were not Trump fans. They're comparing this to Nixon, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, I've seen that.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This is just, everybody knows the Democratic Senate is trying to block Trump at every turn. And the great thing about President Trump is he won't be blocked.
Well,
he won't be blocked. He's going ahead full speed on a train ride of major changes across the board. That's what he said he'd do. That is exactly what he's doing. It is causing tremendous confidence around the country. You see these surveys left and right. This is great stuff. I just love it. I hope he just keeps rolling.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Larry Kudlow, it is always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It is now 8:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, I'm happy to say we had an accident in the district. North Capitol Street northbound, it has been cleared, so that's good news. 95 northbound past 198. We have some early morning as far as midday road work is concerned. It's begun already blocking the left lane. And Williamsburg, Kenilworth Avenue southbound just before Annapolis Road. The accident that's been going on for most of the morning continues. Germantown Road and Germantown southbound at Seneca Meadows Parkway. There's an accident with police. 295 northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge. It is bumper to bumper. 395's HOV lanes northbound from the Beltway to Route 1. 16 minutes are travel time. Couple of issues on Mass Transit. Metro's Orange Line between Stadium Armory and Beverly. We do expect delays in both directions to continue because of a disabled train at Minnesota Avenue. And the Red Line to Shady Grove. Residual delays because of an earlier train malfunction at Rhode Island Avenue. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Precipitation coming in should not be all that aggressive. Most of it passes to our north. Clouds in this morning, and some snow showers are possible, maybe even a raindrop later this morning. Some sun this afternoon. We'll get well above freezing, 52. Some clouds tonight, 37 in town. Overcast tomorrow, 47. Clouds and sunshine, and in the mid-40s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 31 degrees at 8:47. Well, there is the sound of a lot of my wasted life right there. The sound of the...
Not you!
You know, look, when Pac-Man came out, remember when it came out? I guess it was in the 80s probably it came out. You know, how many of us wasted hours and hours and hours and hours playing Pac-Man? Were you among those who were aficionados of Pac-Man?
No. And not hours and hours and hours. Although I have to say later in life, our local bar in town had Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah.
And so that was something that we would go there, you know, we'd play Miss Pac-Man, and then it got flooded in Sandy, and that was the end of Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah, that was the end of that, right.
Yeah.
Well, there were a couple of games that came out in the Pac-Man era. One was Pac-Man, which, of course, everybody sort of got addicted to. You would sit around in a bar or some other restaurant or someplace, or a video game place, and you'd run the little Pac-Man thing, and the ghosts would chase your up and down. How about that? Sound effects. And so everybody enjoyed it, right? And there was another game that I really loved, and I became seriously addicted to it. Galaga.
What?
Galaga.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's another game of that era. Well, why are we talking about Pac-Man, you may ask? I say, Brian, why are we talking about Pac-Man? Well, it's because Masaya Nakamura, who founded the company Namco, the company behind the wildly popular game Pac-Man, died yesterday. Died on January 22nd, and they announced his death yesterday. The company announced his death. He was 91 years old.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was designed by a video game engineer by the name of Toru Iwatani and released in 1980. I was right, to adoring audiences. It sold 100,000 units in the first year and became the world's most successful coin-operated video game in 1981.
So he technically did not invent Pac-Man.
Well, he owned the company that invented it.
Right, that owned the company. Now, do you remember the names of all of them?
No.
You don't? You played it for so long, you don't remember all their names?
I wasn't really worried about the names.
Do you know
I just didn't want to get caught.
Do you know what they were, the names, the nicknames they were known by? Were
no,
not their
ahead.
Real names?
Mm. Well, are you going to offer it or not?
All right. Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and then do you remember the last one? Blinky,
no.
Pinky, Inky,
no.
And Clyde.
Clyde. Of course, Clyde. Well, Masaya Nakamura, we salute you in the many, many hours of our wasted lives that we spent playing Pac-Man. It is now 8:49 on WMAO.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Could Facebook help you live a longer life? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The short answer is no, probably not. But a new study out of UC San Diego underscores something we've known for a while. People who have stronger social networks live longer. The researchers found people with more friends online had a lower mortality rate than their disconnected counterparts. Interacting online seems to be healthy when the online activity is moderate and complements interactions offline, according to the study's author. Of course, the sword can cut both ways. You might remember a study from a few years ago that found people often became depressed after looking at their Facebook friends' amazing photos. Remember, people usually only share the good stuff online, painting an all too rosy picture of their lives. Make sure you stay grounded in the real world, with your friends and your expectations. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll-free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
Katie, where's your Jergens? My lotion? Here in the shower.
In the shower?
I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It's a lotion that works with water to instantly lock in moisture from my shower. My skin stays soft and luminous all day without a heavy, sticky feel. It's all-day moisture made simple.
Well, I did always teach you to enjoy the simple things in life. Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
Of course, Mom.
You're more than just a pretty face. Jergens.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up! You're gonna be late!
Oh, I can't find my shoes!
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at comcast.com/service.
Tuesday. Kind of a nothing day, right? Just celebrating a roulette win with a locally crafted brew, then taking in a breathtaking art collection before visiting Chef Marcus Samuelson's amazing new restaurant, and maybe seeing a comedian so good you'll be quoting jokes the next day to total strangers in the elevator? Yep, that's Tuesday for you.
At MGM National Harbor, even Tuesdays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It is now 8:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Art Andrews in the Hudding Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian in Bladensburg was still having issues on Kenilworth Avenue southbound just before Annapolis Road as an ongoing police investigation continues. An accident on 270 southbound after Shady Grove Road, a tractor trailer and a car. The right lane is blocked. The tow truck is on the scene, however, as are, of course, police. In Germantown, Germantown Road southbound at Seneca Meadows Parkway, an accident with police there as well. And on the inner loop of the Beltway, the off-ramp to Arlington Boulevard, a crash. The right lane is blocked. Mass Transit, the red line to Shady Grove, residual delays because of an earlier train malfunction at Rhode Island Avenue, and the orange line running with delays in both directions now because of a disabled train at Minnesota Avenue. This report brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. MedStar Washington Hospital Center now providing in-depth health and medical information on the go with insights from physicians and specialists about topics relevant to you. Learn more at MedStarWashington.org/podcast. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds and a little breeze, but that breeze is a warming wind today. South-southwesterly one. And some snow showers this morning, maybe a raindrop later, and some sun this afternoon, mild 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 31 degrees at 8:57.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of you who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just one click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Oh, Commonwealth One Visa, so good and true. No other card gives me a life of the balance transfer like you. My ex-credit card, so greedy and slobbery, had rates so jacked up that my debts were like robbery. But then I transferred my debt to your super low rate. And now I feel love where once I felt hate. For the life of my balance, I'll save money so shiny, I can tell my old card to go kiss my...
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new Life of the Balance Visa card. Transfer your debt from a high-interest card to ours and get a really low rate for the life of the balance with no transfer fees or teaser rates. Visit Commonwealth One at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
I love it when you talk financial.
Offer valid through April 30th. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Excellent. Follow me. Here, grab the other end.
But sir, we're a full-service junk removal company.
I'm not sure what that means.
Would you point at it for me?
Sure, that's it, right? Wow.
All you have to do is point.
Can you empty my storage room at work?
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and we'll meet you there. We're here to make you happy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Foster Remodeling Solutions is a Northern Virginia remodeling and design firm with over 30 years of experience focused on kitchens, bathrooms, additions, and whole home renovations to best fit your family's lifestyle. Foster Remodeling is committed to providing you personalized service with expert design and craftsmanship. Learn how your home can be transformed with a complimentary in-home consultation. Call 703-763-5391. That's 703-763-5391. Or at fosterremodeling.com.
Well, I want to say thank you very much to Mary Walter for being with us here for the last couple of days, and I'm sure we'll see you soon.
Well, thank you. Are you cheating on me tomorrow?
Yes, Tony Schaefer will be here tomorrow. Plus, we'll recap the Supreme Court pick that will be announced tonight at 8 o'clock. Hey, oh, looky there. It's Chris Plant.
This land is your land. We're going to start, I think, today with the rousing version of This Land is Your Land. The Democrats have lost what was left of their minds.